Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Who are those girls?
It's JK.
Woo!
Oh, I sound like shit, guys. I'm so sorry. My molded relation is getting worse.
No, actually, you know what? Not to immediately jump into que dice mi gente, but I did see a comment it's good. It's good news. Look, look, look.
Is it a mold specialist? Somebody with a mold dog, perhaps? We have such a wide variety of viewers. I wouldn't be surprised if we have like a mold dog handler in the comments, you know?
I know, for real, for real. Danny Shea says, Jesse, moving, packing, and unpacking disturbs lots of dust. Your cough is probably just from all that. Come on, no mold.
God, the dog confirms. That's so true. Dude, just taking my washer dryer out, the amount of lint and shit that was flying everywhere. I mean, literally, come on. Of course it's that.
Come on. Of course it's that.
And let me tell you, like, I feel different than being sick for sure. I'm not just saying that, like, I don't feel like the sickness of like my body and I'm tired and all that stuff. No, I literally just feel like my sinuses are disturbed.
That's the dust from the move. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Like a move cough. Not even worried about it anymore. Thank you so much.
Exactly. You really shouldn't be. But hi, guys. It is episode, I don't know, 45 or something.
No, 44.
All right.
Well, I mean, yeah, you weren't that off.
Because it was actually, bro, somebody commented this and it actually kind of freaked me out. Little Missy says, 9 episodes away from 1 year of having this podcast.
Holy shit.
Isn't that crazy?
That is actually crazy.
She said, that's so crazy. This podcast is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh my God. You guys are so, so sweet. I'll never understand it. You know, like, I mean, I'm grateful for it, but I'm literally like, sometimes I'm editing. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are we talking about? Like, literally, no, what on earth, mate?
The other day, someone asked me, like, oh my God, so what is your podcast about? I said, I don't know.
Okay, I always, so, like, whenever somebody asks or whatever, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I have 2 podcasts. And they're like, oh, yeah, what are they about? I'm like, I have one that's, like, internet drama. And they're like, and the other one, I go, I don't know. I literally say, it's just me and my friend just talking shit, honestly. There really is no rhyme or reason. We're just skedaddling around, you know?
We're talking shit. And honestly, the other day, I sent Jesse a comment. One of you guys commented, like, oh my God, this is, like, basement yard vibes. And I got
guys, so slay for that. Thank you. We appreciate it. I love Joe and Frankie. I think they're great. Fantabulous. Super fun.
Oh my God, I love Joe and Frankie.
Oh my God, but yeah, like they're literally talking about nothing. So what the fuck am I talking about?
And they're like super famous.
Yeah. Oh my God. They went on tour and we're like right about to do that. So
yeah, we're like almost at the Coca-Cola Roxy. So, and even before we make it to Coca-Cola Roxy, we have big dreams in Miami. Our first show is going to be in Miami.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this year. Remember, we got to plan that.
Yeah.
Well, 2026 is flying by.
It really is. Dude, in 9 episodes, we make a year. We started doing this podcast, I think in July, like right after Marco Island or right before Marco Island is when we launched this podcast.
No, didn't we? I think we launched in like August or September or something.
No, it was July.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if in 9 episodes, we make a whole year.
We don't make 9 episodes a year, Kathleen.
No, in 9 episodes, we've been doing this podcast for a whole year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was hearing it the other way where I thought you thought that we do 9 episodes in a whole year. I was like, bitches, really bad at math.
No, I just read the comment.
Well, I forgot.
Anyway, how's it going, guys? We're so excited to be here. We have a beautiful, fun, fresh, exciting episode ahead of you guys. So much to talk about.
Yeah, first we're going to do que dice mi gente, but like actually we do have so much to discuss in today's episode. So don't worry, it's not going to be like last episode. Sorry about that.
I mean, they loved last episode. Come on. I already said 2 of my que dice mi gente, but my other screenshot I have is HG0123 says, Hantavirus has reached Georgia, I fear. Stay safe, Jesse.
No, it hasn't reached. Okay, misinformation. Like, literally, hello. I've been on that and I've been looking at it. No, Hantavirus has not reached Georgia. It was 2 people that are from Georgia that were on that cruise. They came back, they were monitored, and they like totally are fine.
What about the people in Nebraska? I hear Nebraska's got it now.
That's far away.
Guys, I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. Until my mentally ill Virgo cousin Janine starts spiraling, I will try to keep it together because she's not spiraling yet, which makes me feel like I should not be spiraling.
No, I think we're fine.
Yet.
I think it's totally fine. You know how it started, right?
Yeah, somebody like was like in a landfill, like watching a bird or something.
Okay, literally like be a bird watcher all you want. But once you start looking for like a rare species of bird that only feeds off of rats, shit, like then you need to really reel it in because you're gonna spread hantavirus to the world.
We know who actually caused it, like the one person.
Yeah,
death to all of them.
Wait, I think he did die.
No, wait.
I need to look at it. I need to. Oh God.
Wait, the person who contracted it and like brought it from the landfill passed away. I'm so sorry. I didn't.
No, I'm not sure, but I think so. Did the person contracted? Yeah, he did die. He did.
I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Obviously, no, she didn't like, know that. It was a joke. Like, you wouldn't have said that.
I know that people passed away on the cruise. Like, obviously, it would be the person who contracted it. Like, that was really dumb of me. But, wow, I'm sorry. All jokes aside, I'm just very scared.
No, I can't handle another pandemic. Like, it was all shits and giggles in the beginning because we didn't really know what a pandemic was. You know what I mean? Or what it entailed. And then it started getting, like, not fun. Like, right after Tiger King, like, we already watched that and made a lot of banana bread and the foaming coffee or the whipped coffee. That lost
like, it was cute for the first month.
Yeah, super cute for the first month. I loved it, actually. I thought it was super slay.
Yeah, everybody was together. Like, it was a nice time to... I mean, besides the people who were like literally.
Oh my God, no, literally awful. Yeah. What was it that Vanessa Hutchins said? Do you remember that?
People are gonna die and like, it's sad, but like inevitable.
It's a virus, I get it. Like, I respect it. But at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are gonna die. It's just terrible, but like, inevitable?
What in the James Charles? Am I right? Like, literally, what in the James Charles? You are not living on this planet with us, ma'am.
I mean, it was, like, cool to be, like, locked down for, like, 5 seconds, and then it got really ugly really fast, and I absolutely hated it.
Yeah,
and obviously, I'm very grateful to have survived COVID and all of that, and we, you know, we got through it. But I cannot do another one. And it's not even, it hasn't even been, what?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
7 years or 6 years? Are you kidding me?
No.
2 pandemics in a decade, I will literally, I can't do it. So, prayers to the world.
No, yeah, literally thoughts and prayers to the entire universe. Please, Lord. Okay, so what are the top comments? And like, it's got like a lot of love, but I don't know how I feel about it. It says, petition to call the watchers of the JK podcast the Roxies. And I just didn't.
I saw
like
that.
I like it, but I also am just like, I don't know. I can't find a word for our viewers that like totally is like a immediate yes.
I know. Me and Jesse have talked about this because I know that over on the Do We Know Them podcast, you call each other the Eggies.
The Eggies? Yeah, something like that. No, we use the girlies over there, and then the eggs are the early girly gang.
Oh, right.
They're not the Eggies. Gang. Yeah.
But early girl gang, I thought that you like use like Eggies, like the early girl gang.
No, we don't call them Eggies. No. I like the Roxy. I mean, literally all the comments are like, I'm signing this petition like we are the Roxies. So like, guys, if you want to be the Roxies, like, you know what? Fine. You guys get to decide your own name. Like, you have autonomy and like choices you can make in life. So
exactly.
Just because it didn't resonate with me right away. It's going to be like one of those things where you like hear a name and it sounds really fucking dumb. But the more you say it, it sounds like pretty slay.
Oh my God. Yes. Like. Pinky up from Cat's Eye.
Or like Lady Gaga.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to do that. Let's try it. Let's do like a probation period. You know, we'll call you that for 15 days.
Yeah. You comment those comments, Roxies.
See, it doesn't flow. We're going to try.
No, but it will.
Someone says, Kathleen learns something new about Jesse every day because she forgets everything immediately.
I know.
And that's so true. That. Are we really not friends that don't know anything about each other? Or do we just have holes in our brain?
Well, you don't have any holes in your brain. Come on.
I think I have a few. I do think I have a few.
Literally, it's so funny. I was like, is your favorite color green when you're always like decked out in pink and purple? Like, why would I say that? I don't think I've ever seen you wear green in any capacity.
No, never, never. Someone said, Jesse will complain. Oh my God, it's actually the same person. Damn, two top comments? You better work, girl. She said, Jesse will complain about everything except her painful hair extensions.
I did. I love that one.
That's my Leo carrying me through, I fear, because yeah, I really truly do complain about everything. And like, don't get me wrong. No, actually, I don't even complain about it. I really don't. I was like justifying it.
The fact that you have a serious pain on the left side of your head every time you lay down and I haven't heard about it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I can't handle that. Oh my God. I would have gone mad.
I know.
I would have gone mad.
At my Mother's Day dinner, I knocked over someone's drink with my hair.
Oh my God.
It was fantastic.
You're knocking over crackers at Jonathan's party, knocking over drinks and the Mother's Day.
I know.
That hair has a mind of its own, folks.
No, what's so funny is like nobody wanted to tell me. And then like 20 minutes later, they said, Jesse, tomorrow on the side of your deck, you're going to see some cups down there. It's because you knocked it over with your hair. I just refilled my slushie. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Bro, my Le'Veon Rose copycat drink. Kathleen, They were feral for it. I couldn't keep the fucking slushy maker full. I literally had to Instacart mid-party more cranberry juice because the girlies were feral.
Oh my God. Oh my God, with cranberry juice. I love cranberry juice. I'm so sad.
And
I
want to try that. It's white so and bad. Red cranberry juice. And the white cranberry juice is so delish. That's what like really ties it all together.
Honestly, I thought your Mother's Day thing was on Sunday. That's why I text Jessie and her mom. I said, Happy Mother's Day. I'm so sad I won't be there with you guys today.
I was going to text back and say like, for what it's worth, if it makes you feel better, the dinner already happened last night.
Yeah, no, Jesse's mom responded and said, thank you so much, Jesse just hearted my comment.
Yeah, well, because I knew you no were response. Wrong and I didn't want to, you know, like point it out. Like I just thought, you know,
I mean, I was also saying Happy Mother's Day, love you so much.
I hearted it.
I remember. Speaking of mad, now that I like was saying that I would have drove me mad, guys, really quick, I swear, Jesse, it'll be one
no
second.
No, please, no, will you? I'm not already... no, please,
wait, what?
You're going to put me through the same recap of this fucking Queen show?
Oh my God, you remember. No, it'll be so quick. Guys, I finished Queen Charlotte. Jesse, I am not kidding. That finale, the last episode, like the whole show is very, very good. The last episode is the most epic, most beautiful. I haven't ugly cried to a show like that in a really, really long time. You are missing a glorious story. Oh, so beautiful, guys.
No, she was doing like a play-by-play. It was me and my mom in a group chat. My mom has seen that show. And she was just like recapping the show. And I was just like, why isn't this just an individual text to my mother? Why am I in this group chat?
Well, because it started off as a Happy Mother's Day thing. And then we just started talking about Queen Charlotte.
Well, I'm really happy that you enjoyed it very much, it seems.
Oh, it was so good. But anyway.
No, my dinner was amazing, guys. Oh my God, you guys are very funny, I will say, because I uploaded a few pictures. Like I was like reposting Abby's story, and then the chef that came, like he posts on social media too. And literally my DMs were flooded with just people watch the show saying, which one's the one that Abby wants to fuck? And like, no, oh my God, she did have her cantaloupes out. Hell yeah. Like literally the entire DMs were just like, which one is it? Like, oh my God, I want to know.
No, she did have her cantaloupes out.
She did. The chef. Okay, so here's the thing, guys. I haven't been 100% honest with you, I fear.
Oh, no.
She wanted to have her cantaloupes out because she thought that one of the chefs was hot, but she's actually been on dates with him before, okay? The way she knew him is because they've like kind of dated before.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, what is up with Georgia? What a small world.
No, literally. I mean, yeah. And you kind of got to like reheat your nachos because like if you don't, you're really going to run out. You know what I mean? So she basically was like, oh, I'm going to take my cantaloupes out, like see if we rekindle this flame kind of thing. He didn't know that I have a podcast, but then she ended up telling him not only that I have a podcast, but that I've mentioned that she was like interested in one of the chefs and then people were asking whatever. And he thought that was funny. And he said that I could show the picture of him serving food.
Oh my God, how exciting.
Well, it's not a picture. It's actually like a video, but oh my God, actually we have to cut to it because Abby was a little bit sloshed off of it. She wasn't drinking my slushy. I was making her like this like peach lemonade vodka
Abby
drink.
Abby got turned and I missed it. Abby,
she was.
Abby never drinks more than a fucking lemonade whenever I'm around.
I know. Upset. She was turned. No, she literally looked at me mid-dinner. She goes, why don't I drink more? I was like, I don't know. But her fucking commentary, Kathleen, was so funny because when she gets like, okay, Abby never has a filter, but when she's drunk, she really doesn't have a filter.
I can't even imagine.
But the good thing about her, she's not one of those people that doesn't have a filter and is mean. You know what I mean? Like she's just funny and like just very, very like matter of fact. And so let's just cut to the video of him serving.
Give a show it off. You're not doing anything.
You got some mashed potatoes, some hanger steak, some Brussels sprouts.
Like she was just like screaming like that. And there was another one where like the chef, he made dumplings in a steamer basket. And then he told her, he's like, oh, we got to get a video of somebody opening the steamer basket. And like all this steam is going to come out. And she goes, oh my God, it has to be Jessie. Like she's the one that's going to open the steamer basket. And then we open the steamer basket, like nothing happens. And you just hear Abby go like, okay, well, that wasn't a good video. The chef was just going, okay. Like trying to like make it as if the steam, like something happened. I'm like, this is a very anticlimactic, borderline embarrassing moment for me.
Oh my God, I'm so sad I missed all of that.
Yeah, and then we started it off. So like his like signature thing is caviar bumps. So he puts like caviar on everybody's like hand and then you like eat the caviar, which honestly tasted like...
That sounds disgusting, but...
I know, it does sound disgusting. It wasn't like fishy or anything. It was like mild and like nutty. It was fine.
I've
like,
tried caviar once and it was... kind of just like salty, right? Like
literally just salty and nutty, tiny bit nutty. Like I didn't see the hype. So then I told him, I was like, oh my God, I've never tried caviar before. And he goes, what? But you're an influencer. And I go, I'm sorry. Do they send us caviar subscription boxes? Because I haven't gotten mine yet.
Yeah, Jesse, you're an influencer. You've never put caviar on your nugget, your McDonald's nugget?
Bro, I know they were doing that. No, what's crazy is like people's perception
canceled for doing that.
Of influencers is very funny to me.
Hold on though. Because there are influencers who are like that. We are not like that. But
no, I know.
Like,
well, no, I think that like people prioritize, and even like just in the beginning when they may not even have that much money, because the way it works in influencer world is like, yeah, you make a lot of money, but usually that's on brand deals. And what happens is you get paid a lot once and then you don't get a brand deal for a while. So like a lot of influencers, especially that are new to the game, they'll get those checks from those brand deals and they'll be like, damn, I'm in caviar land, I'm in, you know, whatever. But really when you break it up, it's like it's actually not that much, because then they don't get paid for a couple months. Anyway, I lived that life for a very long time before I started podcasts, and genuinely I think that's why people think that like all influencers are balling and like living this life, because they just they present that when they get those checks.
And I do think a lot of them live above their means.
Oh yeah, Ash Trevino, hello.
Oh my God.
She's always talking about like, I only drink Fiji water and my Louis Vuitton bags. I'm like, mama, please.
I've been seeing her video, her Fiji videos pop up. I'm like, I don't really get what's going on.
She just like loves Fiji. I'm like, it's not that expensive. Like literally like.
Meanwhile, her daughter is like posting TikTok videos like, my mom never loved me.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah.
Like her poor kids. Like what the fuck? And she's like, Fiji with like her long ass nails. Like, I don't understand. Oh, and what I was going to say is like, for example, you know that girl, Tara World, is that her? The one that I'm gonna be in the pit or whatever.
When I tell you, I know this is not relevant to everything about her character and everything she's done, her lashes make me irate. Oh. Irate, Kathleen. I'm gonna tell you something.
This sounds so mean. It sounds so mean. Say but it. I lived in Mississippi for 5 years.
They all look like that?
Everybody in Mississippi, at least in the 2010s era.
What?
Holy shit. Yes, they love their big ass
lashes
like that. I don't know.
That is so interesting. Listen, I understand everybody has like different tastes and stuff. I just don't think anybody looks good with a volume set. Like I look at a volume
set, like a
super
volume like that. Like
no, it just like hides your eye. We can't see your eyelid, so you don't have an eyelid anymore.
It makes you look a little older.
It makes you look older. Yeah, there's a lot of things. If you guys are getting volume sets, we're here to tell you to stop, please. And it's for your own good. We're not being just haters. Like try a hybrid set. See, try that out. You know?
Yeah. Let's just give it a try.
Give it a try. See the vibes. And then I assure you, you will look better. And that is one size fits all. Like literally nobody looks good with a volume set. I'm sorry.
And listen, even if you're like still in your denial process, I know several people who used to get those volume sets. And now when they got like the more natural look, they're just way happier.
I know. Yeah. And listen, I get it. Because if somebody told me that I would look better without my extensions, I'd punch them in the fucking throat. So like, I do understand the need to hold on to more hair. But I just think that on the lashes, it just doesn't work. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, Factor.
Honestly, guys, Factor has made it so much easier to eat healthy foods every day without the hassle of like having to cook it and prep it. Because for me, eating healthy isn't like a willpower problem. It's truly a setup problem until I found Factor.
Yeah, Factor delivers fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs, delivered right to your door. And it's so convenient, but it's also very delicious. Like I love so many of the Factor meals that I've tried. I've talked about it before, the vegetarian tamal meal. Oh my God, my absolute favorite. Every time I get it, I'm so excited.
And the thing is that usually these healthy meals or these healthy foods can be a little bit bland or just like lacking some seasoning or some sauces. But man, Factor is full of flavor. I love their little saucy meals. I honestly don't feel like I'm really eating anything super healthy. You know what I mean? It just tastes so good.
Yeah, and every meal is crafted with functional ingredients like lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole foods, and healthy fats. And they actually ban over 175 ingredients. So they don't do like artificial colors or sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no refined seed oils, all of those things that you normally have to think of on a daily basis. Factor takes care of that for you.
And it is always fresh, never frozen, over 100 rotating weekly meals, including like globally inspired flavors like Mediterranean, Asian, honestly, so many options. And there's always something new to look forward to because they change it up a bit. Plus, your food is literally ready in 2 minutes. You pop it into the microwave and in 2 minutes, done.
So head over to factormeals.com/jkpod50off and use the code jkpod50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box.
And keep in mind, this is with the new subscriptions only while supplies last until September 27th, 2026. And you can see their website for more details.
And thank you so much to Factor for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
But aside from that about her, did you see when she was moving? Like it showed up, I popped up on my For You page. I don't follow her, but she had to move because she was paying $25,000 a month in rent.
In mortgage. She owned the house.
Or whatever. Sorry. In mortgage or whatever. That is like half of someone's yearly salary. Like I cannot comprehend.
Well, so the problem with her is that she's doing OnlyFans, and OnlyFans is a lot of money quickly for a lot of people, depending, because you have to have a following and stuff for it to be that. And again, a lot of people, especially younger people, they just get the money from this, like, and I will admit there's a lot of money in the internet. I feel like the digital space is where a lot of brands are putting their money, and like versus commercials and stuff on the TV. Like, it's definitely been a shift. And so they see that and they just think they're fucking rich. And she, surprise, but even wasn't. Like, she could afford it for a short time. And then she was like, I'm drowning and I need to move, because she was making stupid decisions.
That's just so crazy to me. Like, in no world, even if I was like Jeff Bezos level, a $25,000 a month mortgage just seems so unnecessary. And like, I just feel like it is your duty in life to maybe put that money towards more important things. I don't know.
I agree. I think that there's a cap on wealth and when you should start doing better things with it. And like, yes, I agree that like, save your money and invest and do things. But if you have like a surplus of wealth like that, if you're making $100,000 in a month, you need to be helping somebody, or else you're an evil piece of shit. I'm sorry. That's like my only belief. I'm like, yes, I understand taxes and savings and stuff. But if you're making above a certain threshold and you just choose to acquire more like things with it, I think you're evil, unfortunately. Or just like a very, very unfortunate victim of capitalism and believing that that makes you like a better person or something, or like
one in life. I agree. Because yes, like even then, like don't get me wrong, like when you don't have like a typical 9 to 5, your taxes, like I did have to pay so much money back. It's very
unfortunate
this year.
Very unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate, but that comes with the job. Like,
absolutely.
It's part of it. Like, I'm very grateful for the job I have, so I'm gonna pay back my taxes.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I see it all the time with influencers, and I don't know how much these influencers make, and you never know either. It's like very up and down. Like, you can think that someone's not making a lot of money and they're making a whole bunch of money, and vice versa, whatever. But I just see it all the time that people really do live above their means, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I know. It's like a really unfortunate mix again of like capitalism and just like stupidity and money being fucking everything.
And then they're flaunting their
everybody.
Chanel, their Louis Vuitton, their chains, their all of that. And you're like, guys, in like 5 years, they're going to be so big.
Literally, I told Nassim, when I told him how much the private chef was, I go, listen, I don't own a designer bag. My most expensive bag is a Crescent bag from Bagu. Okay, it's $50, I think. Like, I do not own designer things. I don't buy, other than my like wedding ring, I don't have expensive jewelry. Like, literally, I don't care about anything like that. All I want is experiences for myself, the people I love, and to set my kids up for life. That is it. 100%. Those are the only things I care about.
Like, if somebody presented in front of me a super rare $20,000 Chanel bag, like super rare, top of the line Chanel, my favorite YSL, whatever, and they're like, here, or here is an all expensive like trip with your friends and family.
I'd shit in the Chanel bag. I just take a fat shit.
I would
shit
literally
in
vomit projectile vomit on top of the Chanel bag immediately.
Absolutely. It wouldn't even be like
your bag.
A thought. Like, it literally wouldn't. And that's the thing, is like, no offense to people like Michaela Nogueira. Like, I understand that like she's very successful, good for her. But like, how much designer shit and like ginormous house and stuff do you need to have before you're like, maybe I have like so much money that I need to like really give a lot of it away?
And you know what it is, guys? When you have so much of all of that stuff, you tend to almost like stop being grateful for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you stop seeing like the beauty in those things and being appreciative of those things because you just have so... Dude, God bless. But Michaela, whatever. I never know how to say her last name. Her jean collection made me want to throw up. You know how many pairs of jeans this woman has?
How many jeans does she know? I haven't.
Jesse, I am not fucking kidding. She has like, it looks like Abercrombie. Like walking into Abercrombie. Like the whole jeans section.
How many jeans do you need?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, girl, you got two left.
I feel like you start losing the plot. Like, you almost keep moving the goalposts so that like, this is normal now. And now this is normal. Now this is normal. And none of it is normal. Like, I just think like, for instance, I bought a nice house. I love my home. But I told Nassim, I'm like, I don't want a mansion. I don't want like to feel like it's not normal. I don't think for like human beings. I'm like, I don't want to go to my kid's room and have to like run like half a mile to my like wing on the other side. Like, no, that doesn't feel like a family, a home, a real life, like tangible thing. Like, no, fuck it. I just think the influences like James Charles, which we could get into, are just completely lost. Like, genuinely, it's disgusting.
So,
and they give us all a bad name.
So out of touch. They really do. They really, really fucking do. Shall we talk about it? Because, guys, I know it's been a few days since the whole James Charles debacle, and I know that you guys cover it on Do We Know Them?
Well, we haven't covered it yet. We're actually covering it first here. Do We Know Them is after this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is the exclusive. Oh. But I was telling Kathleen, I'm like, this is like one of those rare occasions where it's like, who cares if we're covering it on Do We Know Them? Like, you're literally in the beauty space. He's technically your peer because he's like a business owner, influencer, makeup person. I know, but he is your peer queen.
I got so... Okay, here's the thing, guys. I love hate watching Austin McBroom. As you guys know this.
Like, as we know,
I hate watch Austin McBroom, and I love making fun of him, and I will watch and I will keep up with him because it's like fun to hate him. I technically like don't really hate him. I don't get... James Charles, I hate him.
I think he's an evil human being.
I think he is evil, and like I have him blocked on everything because I don't even want... Like, I cannot hate watch him because it makes me... like same, physically yeah. ill. So it only started popping up for me when I saw that Jackie Aina, the queen, the OG queen, mm-hmm. a very respected, established, honest beauty influencer in our space.
And also, might I say, an example of an influencer who has acquired a lot of wealth, but not in a way that is like so off-putting. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, she does it so classily and in a way where it's like, damn, she has worked hard and like she also gives back and does X, Y, and Z. Like, she deserves this.
Like, it's inspiring.
This.
It's like inspiring to see like how hard she's worked and like how she's been an OG YouTuber and like how far she's come with her own personal business and like everything that she's doing. And the thing that I really, okay, so I'm sending you the video, Jesse, so we can react to it. But the thing that I'm really most upset about that I want to react to is his first initial apology video, because he deleted this video, this rant you're about to see. He deleted this video, posted a apology video, and then deleted that one and then posted an official apology video.
Like, how many years have you been doing this and you're still so bad at apologies, you absolute moron? Jesus Christ.
He's such a
fucking terrible human. He hasn't learned shit. I feel like he has to apologize. I mean, literally since the start of his career with the fucking Ebola thing, how many times do you need to do something and apologize for it? Like, usually influencers, hey, you know, you have one thing and you're like, oh, okay, whatever. He's got like one every fucking, no, I think like two a year at least.
The thing is, guys, like, everyone makes mistakes and everybody, like, everybody's human, right? Like, I know, I trust me, I know I fucked up and I've done things, right? This man, it's like he's like a repeat offender constantly, 20, like all the time.
Repeat offender is a really good choice of words, because that's literally what he is.
Oh, yeah. Because even aside from all the PDF file stuff, which, by the way, there's new. Did you see the newest story about him? Apparently about the 16-year-old, the DMs
yes.
that came out. That
he yeah, was, with like, the Snapchats and the, yeah, the Instagram DMs.
This is a new case, right? That's what I'm seeing online, allegedly. I'm not sure. But they're like talking and he says, how old are you? And the person responds, I'm 16. Don't be mad at me. And he put like a face, like a fuck, like a upside down smiley face. Like,
happened me again, because I love boys with baby faces and no facial hair, you fucking weirdo. Like,
literally.
Jesus Christ.
And then the person responds and he's like, oh, it's okay, I turned 17 in a month, whatever. And they continue to send pictures to each other. I don't know what the pictures look like. I don't know what they're
after
about.
He says, still illegal though, LMAO. And then they continue to talk.
We have to keep an eye on this guy. I am not kidding. In like 15 years, like, this is not a joke.
No,
Jesse,
I know,
in like 15 years.
Choice of words is funny. We've got to keep an eye on this guy.
We do, bro. This guy is going to continue to find younger boys attractive. And as he gets older, bro, I don't know. I don't know, but there's something that ain't wrong with this man. Watch this.
I mean, literally, the proof is in the pudding. Like, he cannot find a compatible partner to save his fucking life. Like, you are rich. You are famous. You are good at makeup. That's pretty much it. His personality sucks dick. But
that's
anything else, you know, whatever. Like, all the other things are like usually a reason. At least somebody will date you for your money. He can't even find that. That's crazy.
Oh, because
he's looking for boys.
If he finds.
Yeah. I agree. Anyway, this is his deleted TikTok.
I just got a DM on here from a girl that said, good morning, James. I know you'll probably never see this, but if you could just take 1 minute to read, it would really mean a lot to me. I'm really struggling right now because Spirit Airlines just filed for bankruptcy.
Doesn't he give like abuela? Like, he kind of looks like somebody's grandma. Like,
because of the hair.
The hair. Yeah, like, his vibe is so interesting.
See, and I have lost my job. Here's a GoFundMe link. Any donations help.
That
I
fucking scared
him.
The fuck out of me. I was like, ah! Like, literally, like, oh my God.
Boils my blood, bro.
And, like, he has, like, white teeth and stuff, but why does it always give, like, his breath smells bad? I know that's besides the point, but, like, that, like, he has, like, egg mouth.
He does.
Vibes. I don't know how to explain it.
I'm sure they do, sweetheart. I'm sure they do. You know what else would help you? Getting another job.
You stupid bitch.
Yeah, try that. Because in the time that it took you to copy and paste the same fuck-ass message to myself, who you don't follow, by the way, and probably 100 other influencers and celebrities, you could have applied for 100 other jobs, but you didn't because you're a lazy piece of shit and you're entitled. And you think that influencers and celebrities should fund your life for you. Why would I ever help you? You're not a fan. You don't even follow me. You've never supported me. This is your first time DMing. And you think that I'm going to send you money because you lost your job? Oh my God. Welcome to the real world, sweetheart.
The fuck? Do you know?
You don't know anything about the real world.
Literally
James
was
Charles?
A cover boy right out of high school because he faked a fucking meme and like
yeah,
got
I was just
popular
gonna say,
on the internet.
Let's not forget the fact that he like his rise to fame was being a fraud. Like being a fake ass
Absolutely.
Liar.
Yeah, and then also because you got famous right out of high school, you never worked. You never had a real job. And like This just gives entitled fucking influencer. I know everybody's already said it. Like, we don't have to go on and on about it. But, like, he just genuinely is so out of touch with reality. And what's crazy is, like, one of my really good friends, Leslie, she just lost her job. She was a Spirit Airlines flight attendant for 16 years. 16 years.
Oh, my God. I just got goosebumps when you said that. I didn't even ask you about Leslie. How fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible. She's going through a... awful time. She has no fucking idea what she's gonna do. She literally, I mean,
they fire you on the spot, right?
What do you mean? She literally got an email. They all just got emails at like 1 a.m.
Oh man, that is devastating. Because you don't even get like a 2 weeks notice. You don't get anything. Like you just
they were all supposed to be paid. That is devastating. Just, like in a few days, and nobody's getting that paycheck. Like that is absolutely devastating. That has affected so many people. 17,000 people lost their job, and a lot of them dedicated over a decade of their life. Something he would literally not know shit about, and he's just like, what's craziest to me is like, you know how many GoFundMe links and stuff like I'll get and DMs, like every influencer gets that. You can just ignore it. You could actually just not do anything if you don't want to donate. Like, I don't know if he knows that.
So that's what really, really gets me, because even if you did feel this way, like even if James Charles was like, oh, this person sending me a GoFundMe link that doesn't even follow me, whatever. How you feel, like it's okay to go on a rant on the internet like this. Like, where is the awareness? Like,
well, no, that's the thing. He is not a self-aware person. That's why he's gotten into trouble so many times. He thinks he owns the fucking world. And the reality is like, he doesn't deserve what he has. Like people like this, and I feel this with so many influencers and stuff, like, people get so much money on the internet, guys. Like, it's fucking disgusting. Like, if most people knew what influencers made, they would hate them even more. Like, genuinely. Because it's not just like, oh, Michaela Nogueira makes $100,000 a month. No, that would be a really bad month for her. Like, genuinely. Like, she makes hundreds of thousands a month. If not a million.
$500,000 every single month.
Absolutely. And it's not uncommon for influencers to make that. I think so many of them don't deserve it. And, like, I mean this even in, like, to myself. Like, even though I work a lot, if you couple me up with even somebody who works at like Waffle House as a waitress, like the amount of work, like physical or like, you know, like genuine, or somebody who's like a construction worker or something, they're working harder than me. I don't deserve to be paid more than them. And so how I look at that is I'm like, okay, so I have a duty to do good things with my money. That's literally how I look at it. And I think if you don't do that, I feel that you're way about a demon.
Like, teachers, you know, when I think about like my ColourPop days and like the, you know, stuff like that, and like Stephanie Parker Ray Travel, she's a teacher. When I think about all the hard work that she puts in every single day and like how draining it is as a teacher with all the shit that you have to deal with and all of that stuff, like you have to be so fucking grateful that you are put in the position that you are, because so many people have it so much worse and they work so much harder for so much less.
Absolutely.
How he doesn't fucking just stop to think about that for a second, like, damn, that is so crazy. Like, I am so grateful that, you know, I wasn't working at Spirit and that didn't happen to me. Like, I feel so privileged.
He will never really have to worry about job security ever, because the fact of the matter is that despite him being a self-admitted predator, might I add, despite everything that he's been canceled for and the fact that he really shouldn't have what he has, he still has it. And he still has people who support him. And instead of feeling incredibly lucky for that, like surviving the most cancelable offenses, he is just even more of a dick for it. He feels like almost like there's nothing I could say or do that's gonna fuck up what I have. So who gives a shit? And that is so unfortunate to me, because like, if you're not taking care of, like, he can fucking change the lives of the people who clean his house, of the people who work for him. Like, he could easily, without suffering at all, change everyone's life around him. And I bet you he fucking doesn't. Because these are the type of rich people that penny pinch and like treat people like shit.
Dude, your dad said this one time. I've told you this many times, but your dad said this one time in a YouTube video that you posted with him. He said this about Donald Trump, but I think it goes the same for James Charles. Like, I truly feel this way. He is the type of person that if you tripped in front of him and fell on the floor, James Charles would not help you up. He would look at you and step over you and keep walking.
Yeah, I agree.
100% he is that type of person. People like that should not have the privileges and the fucking influence that he has.
It's disgusting.
He is truly, like, in my opinion, a piece of shit.
I agree.
Like, he really is.
I think that what we can do, because it does feel like helpless and so shitty when you see people like this winning, but like really all we can do is like block him, not consume his content at all, most definitely not buy from Painted and stuff like that. Like, I think that supporting him is troublesome. Like, I do think that putting money in people's pocket like this, like, I don't think that's a good idea.
The thing is that nothing is ever going to happen to him. Nothing is ever going to happen to him because he's a man at the end of the day. And like, bro, please, women have been canceled for far less. The fucking Ebola thing, the being a fraud, all of the underage boys he's messaging, the Kayla, like everything that he's been through, and yet he still has like, what, how many 15 million followers. I don't even know how many. A crazy amount.
A lot.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I don't even want to like keep watching it, but basically he goes on to call this person a lazy piece of shit. Like literally.
Yeah, no, the video gets worse.
Oh my God. Like every sentence gets worse. And I just don't know how he was like, yeah, let me post this. You know why actually he did that? Because he feels empowered because he's done things like when somebody has said something mean to him on live or something, he'll call them like a fatty or like whatever. And people love that. Like the Gen Z followers. Yeah, they eat it up. They go, oh my God, like he slayed with that one. And I've seen a lot of people even with the sentiment of he's not wrong. It's just the way he said it is wrong. And I'm like, no, he is wrong.
No, he is wrong. He is wrong.
100%. I'm not saying that like just because an influencer makes a lot of money, they have to give it to their followers. But like him going online and talking about this and not just ignoring that message is wrong. Everything he said was wrong because he should have never said anything about it. He should have ignored that message and moved on with his day.
100%. And I'm sure you guys will read, like watch the whole video on the Do We Know Them, so we won't get into it. I do want to talk about his first apology video. Uh-huh. Because to me, it was fucking crazy. So he obviously deleted this. So I only have this like screen recorded video of this creator on TikTok who's like reacting to it. But I just want you guys to hear this.
I ended up deleting the video that I posted yesterday talking about
people who send me GoFundMe links that have never followed, supported, DM me before, just begging for money. And most people were like enjoying the video, saying it was a valid point, but it definitely started causing some discourse in the comments, and a lot of people were just saying it was out of touch and insensitive, and they're right. It was definitely a harsh choice of words, maybe not my best video, and I deleted it, but of course the internet is forever, and now a lot of content creators are using like the 5-second clip in the very beginning I'm like, you're a lazy piece of shit, get a new job, to upload their cute little think pieces being like, influencers are all so out of touch. This is so disgusting.
You know what's so funny, James, is that you still don't fucking get that that's how the internet works. First of all, the entire video is bad. It actually does get worse after what we showed. Mm-hmm. You're actually the dumbest person I've ever seen in my life because like you still don't get it and you've been doing the internet for how long?
He doesn't get it.
The fact that you uploaded it and now you're like, oh, they're just using the first 5 seconds. Welcome, bitch. Are you new here? That's how this goes.
And then to be like, this part right here, oh, this part really grinds my ears. Where he's like, oh, people are putting their little think pieces and being like, you're so out of touch, you're so it. Like the way he's fucking saying it, guys, I want to just like, it fills me with so much anger. Like, this is his apology video, guys. He does not mean anything that he's saying. Like, look, watch, finish playing.
Also, really quick before I press play, we should not allow him to come on the internet shirtless in bed anymore. That's something that I feel like he should not be doing, but anyway.
Why? Because his nipples are weird? I agree.
Well, no, not even just that. I just feel like given the nature of his allegations, you know, like maybe just don't be half naked on the internet or like an assless chaps also, at Coachella anymore. Thank you.
By the way, like all nipples are welcome. I love all nipples. I like weird nipples.
I am out of touch, first and foremost. Okay. I am never going to be one of those influencers that gets online and pretends to be poor so I can come across as relatable to my audience.
Okay. I don't know if he's referring to just like people like Shane Dawson. And Shane Dawson used to do that where he would just like pretend that Jeffree Star was like, oh my God, Jeffree Star is like so rich. Like, Shane, you're also rich. Like,
oh, right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I think that there's some people that do that to try to appease their followers or whatever. I think there's a big difference between that and other people who before they became influencers and well off, they know and remember and still have people in their life who are struggling, who are working normal jobs, and we're not fucking morons who have literally just been floating in a cloud for a decade. Like, no, we're on Earth. Like, we live here, we understand the struggle of people, even if we're lucky enough to not struggle. Like, genuinely, he is equating that to like performing for their audience. I'm like, no, we just know that, like, the reality of the world.
Exactly. But even him saying that, like, oh, I'm never gonna be this type of influencer who's gonna go online and pretend to be poor, like, okay, what does that have to do with anything that we're fucking calling you out about?
No,
What does that have to do with anything? You don't have to sit there and pretend to be poor, but maybe not to be a piece of shit.
No, yeah, that's like, pretty that's all we asked. We didn't even ask for you to pretend to be poor.
I think it's tacky. I think it's annoying. Like, and I also think it's quite insulting to the audience watching, as if you guys are gonna be fooled into thinking that. You've been watching me for 10 years now. It's no secret that I have been able to find success doing what I've done. It didn't start that way, though. I started from literally nothing and had a dream for myself.
You never started from nothing, you absolute fucking liar. You came from a family that was privileged to begin with, and then you became famous immediately out of high school. You were CoverGirl's first cover boy immediately out of high school. You never struggled. Like, your struggle is like, oh my God, I only got one brand deal this month. Like, that's not a struggle. Even my most struggling moments as an influencer, I can acknowledge, like, literally with $0 in my bank account. But it was always like, oh, but I'm just waiting for my next check type of thing. Like, it wasn't that I'm like, oh my God, I have zero money. Like, you never struggled, James. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, actually, shut the fuck up. He deleted that apology video because obviously that video did not come off well either. And then once Jackie Aina, which I'm so fucking glad that she called him out. I was like, yeah, when I saw that video come out, I was like, yeah. Yes! Because she is really respected and people really trust her word. And so somebody like of that caliber to call him out, it was so necessary. And I'm so happy that she did. So then he uploaded like an official apology video, which we'll show you.
Now, talking about how a woman had lost her job at Spirit Airlines and she sent me a message with a GoFundMe link asking me to donate. And the video was basically me yelling at the camera, being super upset and frustrated because this person had never followed me, never supported me before.
I also just need to say really quickly, like, it is absolutely insane that like one of his prerequisites to help one of his followers is like, have you ever bought anything from me? Because he literally says like, she never bought anything from Painted in a second now. And I'm like, so they need to literally give you something. They have to monetarily contribute to you in order for you to want to do that back.
He's such a fucking piece of shit, bro.
No, literally.
This DM too. Every influencer and celebrity she possibly could, asking for a handout. And I called her lazy. I said she was stupid. And I
lazy
said
piece
she
of shit
should have spent the time that she spent copying and pasting the message, applying for jobs instead. This video was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It was rude. It was obnoxious.
Yeah.
It was privileged. And most importantly, it was completely fucking unnecessary.
You lying sack of shit. You do not feel that way at all.
No.
Because if you did, your original apology video would more or less sound something like this. You are a liar and I hate you. This is so fucked up. Like, it was stupid. It was this. Yeah, it was all those things. And yet you don't agree with that. Like, you know,
congratulations
well,
on regurgitating what Jackie Aina came out and called you for, like called you out on. Like literally, he is just correcting the record to appease the people that came from that video, I feel like.
You know damn well that he turned off that camera and went, ugh, so fucking annoying that I have
literally,
to do this.
Literally, 100%.
And say absolutely nothing at all and move on with my day. But instead, I couldn't even tell you why. Her message just triggered me.
Because you're an idiot.
I decided
and you're mean.
To make a video about it.
You're an asshole.
And I bashed her and it was obnoxious. And I shamed her for asking for help in a situation where she was clearly really struggling. And this could have been her absolute last resort. I have no idea what was going on in her life. And I should have never assumed that she was just copying and pasting this DM as an easy way out. I don't know. I just don't know. My intention behind making this video in the first place was... I get a lot of messages like this every single day. And for me personally, it definitely sucks to receive messages from people that don't follow you and don't support you.
Oh my God, oh, it sucks. Oh no, it sucks to receive you know what sucks? Losing your job.
Losing your job and not knowing how you're gonna pay for groceries this week. That sucks a little bit more than getting a ton of messages that you can absolutely, hear me out, not even
fucking
open.
Ignore.
You don't even have to go in your DMs. You literally don't have to go there. Nobody's fucking holding a gun to your head.
But what I'm sure sucks even fucking more is not knowing where your next paycheck is
yeah,
coming from.
Yeah, it does. How do you know that? Did somebody tell you?
Food on the table for yourself and
yeah,
your
Jackie,
family.
Did Jackie remind
so
you?
So it really doesn't matter what my intentions were behind making the video because it came across as super fucking privileged and like I was basically shaming anybody that's unemployed for not trying hard enough to get a job.
Yeah.
And I feel awful because that wasn't my intention and it really hurt
you don't
a
feel
lot
awful.
Of people. And I know that it's not that easy. I know that the job market fucking
he
sucks right
now. He wanted
this
to become a meme.
Says he knows the job market sucks right now. I literally can't. And then literally a few days before this, he was doing like an application for a social media position. Like he was saying, mm-hmm. Oh, you guys submit here, whatever. And he had told them to submit videos. And then he made another video making fun of the people who didn't submit the videos. And he's just like, guys, like, mm-hmm. Do you know how to read? Type of thing. And I'm just like, do you know the job market sucks? James Charles, do you know anything? Like genuinely, he's just regurgitating what he saw people say in the comments. And I'm so over it.
The thing is that his original video, he truly thought like, you know how like we were saying earlier that like people like to make him a meme and cut up the thing and make little TikTok sounds like little fatty whatever. He wanted the whole like nothing, you know what I'm gonna do about
yeah.
that? Absolutely nothing. Like he thought that you were gonna turn
absolutely.
His little nothing
yeah,
into
didn't work
a meme,
out for you.
But guess what?
Yeah, hit a little too close to home
happening.
When the economy is
didn't work out for you, buddy.
Like maybe this wasn't the right joke to make if it was a joke at all, which I don't believe it was.
I can't even continue to watch him anymore. Like I know,
yeah, yeah, I'm done. And the fact that I have to watch all of it 100% of the way through, and do we know them? Somebody shoot me.
Yeah, you guys will go more into detail over there, but like I simply cannot.
No, I literally can't. He makes me irate, angry.
Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our next sponsor, ZBiotics.
Have you ever been a victim of the Sunday scaries? Wow, what a nightmare. But I will say I've been able to get rid of them by drinking ZBiotics pre-alcohol before I drink. And I recently just had a Mother's Day dinner. And before we started drinking my legendary slushies, I passed out the ZBiotics shots. and everybody felt fantabulous.
And if you guys don't know, ZBiotics is basically a pre-alcohol probiotic drink, and it is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle like rough mornings after drinking.
Yeah, so how it works is that when you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut, and it's a buildup of this byproduct, not like the actual dehydration from alcohol that's to blame for your rough days after drinking. But with ZBiotics pre-alcohol, this produces an enzyme and it breaks the byproduct down. So all you have to do is just remember to take your pre-alcohol right before your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you will feel literally fantabulous the next day.
And honestly, it's just a really good way for me to bounce back after like a night of a little fun, because I am 34. I'm not 24 anymore, I fear.
So don't let one long night keep you from the rest of your weekend. Get started by heading over to zbiotics.com/jkpod and using the code jkpod at checkout for 15% off.
That's zbiotics.com/jkpod and use code jkpod at checkout for 15% off.
And thank you so much to ZBiotics for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. But anyway, moving on from that demon.
Anyway.
Guys, oh my God. I have something special to share with Kathleen.
You have something special to share with me?
Yeah. Okay, guys. So on Patreon, specifically our cruise episode, like our bonus episode where we were like playing, what was it? Incoherent. We were playing on the cruise.
Uh-huh.
So during that, at some point, I mentioned how I went to high school with a guy who is like super in, like into feet.
Oh my God, I've been waiting.
Yeah. She's been waiting for this one because I've been holding it from her.
I forgot about this.
But guys, this is like kind of crazy because I do fear he's going to watch this and see this. And like, this is kind of like giving me my story time days where I'm like, I would have totally shared this and then known he was going to see it and then just deal with the repercussions. But like, I genuinely feel like if you send people the shit that I'm going to show you unsolicited, I'm sorry, people might think that's really weird and they might air your shit out, especially if they have a podcast where they like talk about things in their life. Okay. Anyway, so one of the incoherent words that we got was like foot fetish or something like that, right? It was like,
yeah,
something like that. And then after that, that like prompted me to talk about how I went to high school with a guy who I had in several of my classes and he has a foot fetish. Now, I'm not here to like yuck anyone's yum. I don't care if you have a foot fetish. I think that that's like a pretty harmless kink if you keep it to yourself and like, you know, like just do it with your partners. Like, I really fucking hate kinks that are displayed publicly. I think that that's weird. Like, I just don't think that's appropriate whatsoever.
Obviously. Have you ever seen somebody like sucking on a toe in public? That's super weird.
Bro, I've seen him doing it on his Facebook.
Oh, like posting.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He started posting, mind you, from one day to the next, like it was like totally normal. I follow him and like we're Facebook friends because we went to high school together. I have a bunch of my high school friends on Facebook. And then all of a sudden on my fucking feed, I'm seeing him, toes in his mouth, toes on his face. And I was just like, that's really interesting. And he actually got a bunch of comments from people we went to high school with and shit and being like, bro, what the fuck? And then he's just like, haha, like, this is my thing. Like, I love like feet and stuff, which like,
bro,
okay,
why
whatever.
Wouldn't he start a separate new page?
Literally, like, I have no clue. Other than, I feel like you want people to be a part of your kink in a weird way. Like, I'm sorry, but that's why I need to kink shame
like,
a little bit.
That also gets him off.
Does something like, for him. Like knowing people are seeing the toes on his face, like it really does something for him, I fear. So I had talked about in the Patreon episode how I've gotten multiple messages, and I actually showed some of them, where he would just send me like a foot emoji or like the two footprints or like the crown. Like he'll put like a princess with the feet. And I'm just like, oh my God, like he remembers my dogs. Like he remembers these long, lanky toes. And I joked about that. I said, oh my God, like that's funny because I have big feet. He must remember that I have big feet. He must like that. Kathleen.
Oh my God, I'm scared. Wait, did he's okay. So he DM'd your Jesse Smiles account where you have pictures of your husband and kids.
No, he went to my Jessica Vasquez account. My like personal.
But you also have pictures
Facebook.
Of your family and kids, right?
Yes.
He knows you're married.
No, he absolutely knows I'm married. He knows I have kids. He even messaged me yesterday, Happy Mother's Day.
No, you're shitting.
I swear to God, with a bouquet of roses. So here's the thing. At the time of you guys watching this, he is blocked currently. So if you're watching this, dude, like I did block you because I was keeping you as a friend for the plot. Like I thought that it was kind of funny. But after the voice memo that I'm going to show Kathleen and we're going to play for you guys, it is, I fear, a boundary that I cannot, you know what I mean? Like the emojis were funny and I didn't really care because it was like harmless. But like, I'm not going to be involved
did
in your
respond?
Kink. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
What am I gonna say? Like, ill, like, you know, but it is weird.
Or like
I'm sorry,
a vomit emoji?
Yeah, something like that. I should
like
have.
Like the vomit?
And it's sad because like, he was always nice in school and like, he's not a bad guy. But like, I do feel like people lose the plot when it comes to their little kinks. So anyway, one thing I've noticed is that he poses with a lot of women who are very, very tall. And he is very,
okay,
very
short. Okay, he likes tall girls.
Okay, yeah. Boy, does he ever. So anyway, I'm going to play the voice memo now because I heard it. Bro, it was so embarrassing. I opened it and it was with Abby and like three of her friends were there. And I was like, oh my God, this foot fetish guy, like, he sent me a voice memo. And when I played it, I was like, wow, I shouldn't have played that out loud. And then here I am playing it for the whole podcast.
Good evening from Portland, Jessica. I hope everything's going amazing for you, the hubby, and the kids. Positive vibes. Long story short, as someone who was in your acting class, I know your acting talent, and I've seen your work on Epic Rap Battles of History. So if you're interested in doing some acting slash modeling for me on a monthly basis, let me know. I primarily focus on foot modeling, giantess modeling.
Giantess. I'm a giant.
He said, I normally specialize in giantess foot modeling? Yes. It's very low, so I'm trying to like hear
No,
it.
Literally when he said that, I go to Abby and I'm just like, not the giant. Not the fucking giant. Like, call me anything, but holy fuck, I'm only 5'10". God damn. I literally had been joking that he remembers my big long feet. And I'm like, no, he really does. He really does remember my big long feet. When did he even see them naked? I don't know.
Not the hubby and kids mentioned in the opening.
Okay. Literally. And then what's even more bizarre is look how it ends.
I primarily focus on foot modeling, giantess modeling. Easy gig, but monthly rates are negotiable. So let me know if that was something that would be interest of you. That way you could have extra income for you and your family. But positive vibes, it's okay to say no. And I hope everything's going amazing for you guys.
Here's the thing. He's not mean. And he's not a bad person. But in what fucking world do you think that I need to work for you as a giantess foot model? God bless. For my kids are good. I assure you. I assure
you. He's like, you know, just you have a little extra income on the side. Feed your family.
If you literally know anything about me or watch any of my shit, like, I'm good. Like, I've actually been doing better than I've ever done. So, like, I don't want a foot model for you as a giant. And also, there's so many leaps that he took in terms of, like, ignoring the fact that, like, yeah, you're saying, like, hope the hubby and kids are good. That is a huge boundary for so many marriages and so many relationships that it would actually be insane for a husband to not give a fuck if their wife is being a giantess foot model and putting their feet on other people's face.
Especially that it is like a sexual thing. Like if we're like talking about like, let's be hand models.
Yes. And he's not putting like his dick on the toes. Like I haven't seen his dick.
Doesn't matter.
He probably does somewhere else. God bless. Allegedly, in my opinion, like maybe on another site or something.
For sure.
But like on Facebook, like even having my feet on your face or you like sucking a toe or something, like my husband will murder you. Like literally, he'll kill you with
his bare
hands. It was just such a boundary cross. And also just calling me a giant, like really threw me over the fucking edge.
So unnecessary.
Now I'm feeling like bullied and like targeted. Like, why did you call me a giant? Giantess modeling is fucking great. Like he says it so casual.
First of all, what size is your foot, bro? Like,
I'm like a I don't even want to say anymore. Like, Jesus.
Amelia's a size 10.
I'm a 9.5.
And my friend America 10. Is a size 10 also. Like you, America, and Amelia can share shoes.
Yeah. No, for sure. But like, I wouldn't consider those like giant feet. Like, I don't have to go to a specialty store. Like, I can shop at Target.
Yeah, come on.
I'm not like Alex James, who literally has giantess feet. Have you ever seen Alex's feet? Bro, God. He left his boots at my house. They took up my whole closet. I was like, oh my God, pick up your boots.
I know.
I can't.
Well, me and him shared a room on the Disney cruise, and I put my foot into his croc. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a boat.
It's crazy. I feel like, okay, here's the thing. Because like Kathy was like, you're going to play it on the show? And I'm like, yeah, because I feel like, yeah, it's not just like, oh, you could say no. Like, it's weird and it's uncomfortable to cold send that to people when, mind you, I haven't messaged him in years. Like, we used to like catch up like, hey, bro, like, how are you? Like, totally fine. Like, how anybody else from my high school would be. But like, once he started getting into the foot thing, our communication did end, I fear. But then also just in general, like, that is such a big leap to take and can offend so many people that like, you can't send messages like that, dude. And you've seen my work on Epic Rap Battles of History. So put your feet on my face? Like, no, thank you. What?
Bro, that was the random Epic Rap Battle mention? Okay.
No, and he was in my acting class. So he's like, I remember you're like acting chops. I'm like, okay. To frame it as income for my family, it was just all so fucking bizarre that I was like, no, I'm going to play this so that I know I have to block him because I never want to hear from him again. And then I'm going to move on with my life.
That was insane. Honestly, like, no, when Jesse texts me, I'm like, okay, let's like play it on the Patreon. She's like, oh no, it's for the...
It's for the main show. World. Fuck it. Like, you sent it to me big and bold, and I didn't like it, and it made me feel uncomfy, and I don't want to be your giantess. And the only toes that are getting sucked, well, actually, no, Nasim won't even. God bless. Who wants to suck these toes? I just got over a fungus situation.
A lot of people want to suck your giantess toes, apparently.
That is true. I do have a really high wiki. Oh my God, I thought about that. I'm like, he's been on my wiki feet for sure.
He's the one like ranking it and like giving you a high rating.
He's the one uploading all the photos. Yeah, a little disturbing. Guys, if you have a kink, that is totally fine. Do not involve other people.
Totally fine.
Kink. Like, no, thank you.
He's probably going to be like, damn, Why did she block me?
No, then after that, he sent me photos and then happy Mother's Day. Like, he just kept moving on with his day. I'm like, okay, I think we need to end this. That's pretty much it. Like, I feel like the Mother's Day dinner, I don't know how much I went into it, but we all had such a beautiful time. We all felt celebrated and loved, and it was amazing. And Abby did not take out her cantaloupes, I fear. But maybe one day soon.
Did she go home with him?
She didn't. He had to actually be really, like, really professional because, like, he was on the job. So, like, she was, like, tipsy, like, making jokes and stuff with him, and he was just, like, trying to make the dumplings and stuff, you know what I mean? So
I feel him. Oh,
tricky situation. But anyway, that's pretty much it. We had a wonderful time, and now I fear I have to make it an annual thing. Like, that has to be a thing every year.
Of course.
Yeah.
I love making a tradition. Like, once you do something one year and it's just so good and amazing, you gotta keep doing it again and
like
again.
Like us on New Year's.
Which is why I'm very sad. Like, our New Year's. But also I'm very sad that we're not going to Marco Island.
I know. My dad ruined it. He changed the locations. Yeah, doesn't he know we have very strict ways of doing things around here?
And Jessie's going for her dad's birthday weekend, and I'm gonna be in freaking Delray that week.
You're ruining everything in my life.
Which means, since our Delray trip got changed from June to July, I could probably go to the Hilary Duff concert.
Oh, no, you are going. I already bought you a ticket. I mean, come on, they were so cheap that it's like, if you come, you come. If you not, you know, that's fine.
Well, no, I was telling my mom that you guys bought a pool table finally.
We did.
I said, you know, what if we just make it like a big group trip that same weekend? We go up, enjoy the pool table and Hilary Duff.
Absolutely.
Which, speaking of like my life now, wow, shit's been real rough over here. Oh my God.
Oh, still not better.
Guys, just to give you a fun little update. Actually, I do have some fun updates and some things to talk to you guys about. A lot of you guys have been asking us for updates on my fulfillment center, my whole 3PL issue, whatever. So we currently are in the process of transitioning out of the 3PL, but it is a very, very, very long process. So we're trying to figure out exactly how much inventory is still there, how they're going to pack it up. It seems like they're kind of short-staffed, so they can't like fulfill orders and pack up at like the same time. I truly don't know what's going on over there. I'm just trying to get information as the days go by, but it has been hard to get information. But don't worry, we are in the process of transitioning out of there. And as soon as I do get out of that fulfillment center, I will be letting you guys know. Only here's the problem. So, Jesse, you have no idea. You have no idea. It was like May 7th. Okay, by May 7th, I already had to refund like $3,000 worth of product.
Oh, no.
Which for somebody of our caliber, like in our small business or whatever, like that's detrimental. Like we are fucked in the month of May to hit our financial goal in order to keep like the doors open and to keep going. We're so screwed in May because of all of these issues with reships. Oh my God, you have no idea, dude. Because the thing is, I did my own fulfillment for 6 years. I fulfilled my own orders and I did that. So I know how fulfillment works. You cannot pull a fast one on me. Not saying that they are. I'm just saying, like, I know how fulfillment works. And whenever we would fulfill, whenever we would like print the order, we would print it, getting ready to ship it out in that same moment. I don't know if that's how they're doing it over there. And I don't know if maybe things get lost and whatever. So I've had to like reship things multiple times where before I never had that issue. So like financially, it is really, 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 really hurting us. And so, okay, basically I'm going on this rant because this is actually good news. I'm like, this part is actually good
news. Did not sound like that at all.
The thing is that like this sucks because as a company, every time we have like a little win, it gets like pulled down like financially with all these issues. So we are launching our first ever hair and body mist.
Oh, slay.
We're launching our hair and body mist in the scent Amber Hour, you know, from our hand cream. We have Amber Hour in a hand cream, in a cuticle oil, and now we're officially expanding to hair and body mist, which will hopefully be a brand new category that we will expand in. Because you guys, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm very passionate about fragrance. I have my own like TikTok account that's like dedicated to fragrance. I love fragrance. And so we've been planning to launch this for a long, long time. But as you guys know, like we are completely self-funded. We're a small business. And so it's hard for us to put in all that money. And we decided as a team that the only way that we can make this possible for August, because originally we had this launching in November. So we couldn't do it until November financially. And everybody has been so excited. They really want a fragrance mist. And we're like, okay, how do we bring it to them earlier? So in order for us to launch it, I know this is a lot of information, sorry, but in order for us to launch it in August, we are doing a pre-sale. So we are currently doing a pre-sale on the hair and body mist. And it's exciting because when it does get shipped out, it's going to be shipped out from a brand new facility, a brand new 3PL.
So you'll get it.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Yeah, perfect.
No, I mean, and don't get me wrong, you'll still get your package if you order on our website today.
Hey, I've ordered recently and I've gotten them. I've said that. My orders have thankfully always been perfect.
It's a percentage of orders that are being affected, obviously, but like even a 3% is like too much for me. Like I want all of my customers to have a good experience. So in order to bring you the fragrance in August, we do have to do this pre-sale. And I'm gonna be so honest with you guys, like the reason we are mainly doing this pre-sale is so that we can afford it right now, because right now we are so so strapped for cash that it's impossible to buy all of the inventory for this fragrance mist. Like, we are struggling, guys. Like,
I mean,
we are really.
What would James Charles say, you know? Just get a job. Just get a job, make it happen.
So, you know, in order for us to do this, it's a pre-sale. This pre-sale is only going to be available for this weekend. So, like, right now, the pre-sale is going on. If you're watching this on Thursday, if you're watching this on Wednesday, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it depends. But, like, it'll end on Sunday. And it is your only chance to be a part of this pre-sale. We have limited SKUs. Keep that in mind. It is very limited SKUs. Since we, like, again, we are self-funded, we had to get like the smallest quantity possible. So our Hair and Body Mist and Amber Hour, the pre-sale is available right now. It will be getting shipped out the day before we go live for launch. So this launches August 14th, and you will notice that all of your Amber Hour sprays will be shipped August 13th. So it gets shipped out the day before we launch.
Damn, I'm gonna buy it for myself for my birthday.
No, I'll send it to you. Come on.
Oh my gosh, shut up. You just literally were like, I'm dying inside. I have no money. I'm like, yeah, can you send me a bottle actually?
We wanted to tie it all together. So the freaking yellow butter bag, also available in the pre-order. You'll get it in August. Our butter yellow bag, and then our butter nail polish that has been so requested to be restocked. Our butter nail polish, our brownie nail polish, and our extra dirty polish.
Oh.
Those three will be part of the pre-order, so you guys can get it sooner. And also, since they are smaller quantities, like, this will guarantee that you get it. Like, this pre-sale will guarantee that you get it when we ship out. So if you want to support the brand, if you want a Hair and Body Mist, if you want to make sure that you get that butter bag and that butter polish and the Amber Hour or whatever, please, please, please sign up for this pre-sale. You're going to love this scent. If you already love the hand cream, you're going to love it. Butter yellow is all the rage. You're going to love this makeup bag. You're just going to love all these products. And they're so good.
No, actually, I love the smell of the hand cream, so I know I will love the mist.
No, it's so good. And hopefully, you know, we could just expand into more products. And I just can't thank you enough. Truly.
Operation Save Lights Lacca.
Yeah, Operation Save Lights. Back.
It continues, I feel.
Truly, truly. But yeah, guys, I will be updating you every step of the way when it comes to our current fulfillment center and our 3PL. Don't get scared to place orders.
Don't
in
be
the meantime,
scared.
Please.
Your order's going to be totally fine. Come on. Good vibes. Good vibes.
Totally.
As the foot fetish
good,
guys
good
said.
Vibes. Good vibes. Thank you so much for the support on the brand. Like, we would not be able to do this without you guys. If I only had a fraction of the painted money, oh, that would be so beautiful.
But unfortunately, this world is cruel and you don't. For some fucking reason, James Charles has that.
For some reason, James Charles has it all.
Literally. My God, how depressing.
But anyway, guys, thank you. Thank you. And I will have the link down below for the pre-sale. And Slay. You have until Sunday. So yeah. Thanks, guys.
Amazing. Well, anyway, we got to do light camera smiles. We totally forgot to do that last time.
Dude, I saw the comment that was like, lights? ? Camera? ? Smiles? ?
Like, hello? We literally realized after filming, I was like, oh my God. And it was such a short episode too. Like, we really needed lights, camera, smiles. And we didn't
really
have it.
We needed that lights, camera, smile, I fear. Bro, speaking of James Charles, have you heard that song, Into the Night?
Is it his new song?
She's just 16 years old.
Oh no.
Leave her alone. It's about a man who's like in love with a 16-year-old.
No.
And he was 35
really
when that song came out.
Song.
I want to say that. Really good 80s song until I grew up and realized he was talking about a teenager.
Right. Okay. This one reminds me of my Ademi. Ademi loves for me to read things for her before bed, but that doesn't just mean books. You know, she also makes me read like birthday invites or cards that she finds
really?
Lying around. Yeah. I'm not sure why. And I'm like, there's not much words on here, but I suppose I'll make it work. Anyway, this says she chose the attendance policy pamphlet from school as her bedtime story.
No.
If you have or had diarrhea in the last 24 hours.
Yes, I talked about this.
Yep. Yep. If you have or had vomited in the last 24 hours, ready for school, your temperature is below 100.4 for 24 hours without fever reducing medicine. You only have. Nope, I'm talking about this one.
Yeah, that's also what Emily will do. She'll point to random parts. She's like, you read this one? And I'm like, no, that's a picture of a boy. Like, that's not a word. Yeah, it's very funny.
That
they're just, you know, exploring the world. They don't know anything yet. She doesn't know how to read.
No, I could picture Emily being like, yeah, read this. You're like, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Literally.
This is a TikTok that Janine sent me the other day. I thought it was so fucking funny.
It says, teenager moms, are we okay?
I'm laughing.
You're just laughing?
What?
Oh, are you okay? Are you okay? You're all right? Are you laughing or are you crying?
I'm laughing.
Okay.
Oh,
that's me trying to get through life at Light Slacker.
No, honestly, because like when I get scared, I cry. I do the mixture of laughter and crying too. It's a very difficult line to, you know, walk on.
And it is hard to gauge when it comes from you. I don't know how to react.
But anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful week. We'll see you. No. Do I say that? What do I say?
That so threw me off.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. What do I normally say?
As always, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Oh my God. Yeah. So true. Okay. Run that back. And as always, we'll see you next week. What?
You want to say next week since we like barely
do Wednesdays? Yeah. It's not always Wednesday.
Yeah. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
Fuck. Okay. And as always, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Oh my God. I thought you were saying next week.
I forgot. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Or we won't.
JK. Bye.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.